Several men and one woman gathered in the woodshop at Tillers International Farm near Scotts to cooper a piggin.
Coopering is making things out of staves. Staves are individual pieces of wood that are fitted together to form a circle, and those are used to make containers. So you'll see buckets and barrels and butter churns.
And so what is your name?
Peter Cooper.
Peter Cooper. And what are we doing today?
We're making a piggin. A piggin is a one-handled bucket. And so we're going to make it out of Western Red Cedar. And we're going to be starting from scratch, splitting it out of the rail. And then we're going to be shaping the staves and then making the bucket.
Peter Cooper is one instructor in the workshop, and Chuck Andrews is the other.
I have been volunteering here at Tillers for probably 20 years now. Tillers was started 25 or 30 years ago with the intent of recycling public domain technology to serve the needy people of the world.
My name is Dick Rosenberg. I'm the executive director of Tillers. We created Tillers as a means to preserve the historical rural technologies, especially farming technologies, several of the technologies that support that as well. And we're also really then looking to study those, understand them, and make them accessible to contemporary needs, both here in the United States in small-scale farming, but especially overseas and international development.
So we're going to show you right now how to make these staves. And
my name is Thomas Hale. I'm from San Diego, California. I'm here to take the bucket-making class. I like the historic value of it, and I do the rendezvous reenactments, and the bucket making fits right in with that, so I just want to keep up the old skills. There was no one around in California that could really teach it, so I started doing an online internet search for coopering classes, and this is one of them. And looking at the website and talking to some of the people on the phone, it was just the best deal for what I wanted. I really like this place. I'm actually staying in the guest house. First thing I woke up to this morning was a rooster crow. You just don't get that in San Diego.
Have you got marked which end is the bottom end?
I've got them all kind of laid out that this is the skinny end and this is a broad end.
Okay. My name is Josh Metelsky. I'm originally from Gaylord, Michigan. I live in Madison, Wisconsin right now. Later this year, I'll be coming back doing timber framing, blacksmithing, coopering tools. I saw this on the Woodwright Shop on PBS a couple of years ago and thought it was an interesting place to come learn something that you normally don't find at a community college or something like that.
Fred Rogers, and I live in Niles, Michigan, and I'm basically just interested in all kinds of early American history and the various crafts that we used to do to stay alive and make our lives better.
I'm rambunctious with my draw knife, and I took way too much wood off, so I'm now having to correct it. But I'm establishing a very slight taper to the stave.
Jessica Johnson, I'm from Kentucky. I'm an intern here at Tillers, and I'm going to Liberia, West Africa in August to work on a farm in agriculture development. I also think that this is a great skill to have, and I love woodworking.
We have several events, including the Fall Harvest Festival in September, that are great opportunities for people to come out and see us.
How many of those pieces of wood are you doing?
13 of them. And I've got 6 of them done.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.